All right, listeners, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready to dive in.
Today, we're taking a look at California workplace safety laws.
Ooh.
But not just the federal stuff everyone already knows about. Mm. We're going beyond OSHA.
Interesting.
Like way beyond into Kel-OSHA territory.
Yeah, Kel-OSHA.
We've got some excerpts here from California's workplace safety laws. Beyond OSHA requirements.
That's like a good read.
And let me tell you, California really takes worker protection seriously.
Oh, yeah. More so than other states.
Seriously. Yeah. I mean, way more. Like, way stricter.
I'm intrigued.
So California's got this long history of being super proactive about worker safety.
I mean, I know they're pretty progressive out there, but how far back are we talking?
Oh, decades. I mean, way back. Like the 70s.
Wow. That's a while.
Yeah. They created Kel-OSHA back then. Like, during this whole wave of activism and stuff.
So it wasn't just some politician saying, hey, let's add more rules.
No. It was like a real push for change. People wanted workplaces to be way safer.
Interesting. So they went above and beyond what the feds required even back then.
Big time. They basically said, federal standards, those are just the bare minimum.
So we got this dual system then.
Exactly. Federal OSHA. And then Kel-OSHA on top of that.
Okay. I can see how that could be confusing.
Especially for companies that operate in multiple states, right?
Yeah. Trying to keep track of all those different regulations, talk about a headache.
For sure. But it really shows just how committed California is to worker well-being.
I guess so. But is it just symbolic? Or does Kel-OSHA actually have any power?
Well, they've got teeth all right. They do way more inspections than federal OSHA.
Really?
And the fines. Forget about it. They can hit you with some serious penalties.
So it's not just a slap on the wrist?
Nope. They mean business.
Okay, so all this talk about being stricter, what are some actual examples? Like, where do California's regulations really differ?
Okay, so let's talk about wildfire smoke protection.
Wildfire smoke? That's interesting. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Right. But think about it. California has a lot of wildfires.
True.
And federal OSHA. They just have these general guidelines.
Yeah, makes sense.
But California, they've got specific mandates.
Like what kind of mandates?
So, for instance, when the air quality gets really bad, employers have to provide N95 masks.
Oh, wow. N95s? That's pretty serious stuff.
Yeah, especially for outdoor workers.
Yeah.
You know they're the ones most at risk.
Right. But I imagine providing all those masks, that must add up.
Oh, definitely. It's a logistical challenge for sure, and it can get expensive.
Yeah, especially for businesses with a lot of employees working outside.
Exactly. But for California, worker health comes first, even if it means more costs for businesses.
That's a pretty strong stance.
And that's not all. Another example is heat illness prevention.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one in California.
Huge. California has all these regulations about shade water breaks, acclimatization procedures.
And that goes beyond what federal OSHA requires.
Way beyond. They're super strict about it.
So basically, California is taking this better safe than sorry approach.
Exactly. Even if it causes some tension with the business community.
I can see how that would happen.
But here's the big question. Why? Why is California so focused on worker safety?
Yeah. Is it just about being progressive?
That's part of it, for sure. But there's more to it.
Okay, I'm all ears.
California has a really big and diverse workforce, right? And they're often in risky industries.
Like agriculture, construction.
Yep, those and more. Think filmmaking, too.
Right, lots of stunts and stuff in those movies.
Exactly. And then you've got all the natural disasters.
Oh, yeah. California's prone to earthquakes and wildfires.
So it's not just about being politically progressive. It's about addressing real dangers.
Makes sense. They're dealing with a unique set of challenges.
Exactly. And it's not just about individual workers either.
What do you mean?
Think about the bigger picture. How do these stricter regulations affect company culture?
Oh, interesting. So it's not just about physical safety.
Right. Some argue that it creates this whole safety conscious culture.
Which can be a good thing. Yeah. It could lead to increased productivity and happier employees.
Exactly. But then again, some businesses might see California's regulations as a burden.
Yeah, I could see that. It might discourage some companies from doing business there.
It's a trade-off for sure.
So basically, California is conducting this grand experiment in worker protection.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
We've seen how their regulations go beyond the federal standards.
Yeah, especially in areas like wildfire smoke and heat illness prevention.
And it's all driven by this mix of political values, workforce demographics, and those unique environmental risks.
Right. It's a whole web of factors.
But here's the thing. Could California's model influence other states?
That's a good question, especially as we face new challenges like extreme weather and new kinds of workplace hazards.
Yeah. Will other states look to California and say, hey, they're onto something?
Or will they go their own way?
It's definitely something to think about. As workplaces change, California's model might become even more relevant.
Absolutely. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out.
For sure. All right, listeners, that's our deep dive for today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
Always a pleasure. Until next time.
See ya.
Bye.